Thousands of Palestinians headed towards Al-Aqsa Mosque on the first day of Eid al-Adha, or Muslims' Festival of Sacrifice. Coming from different parts of Al-Quds, they gathered in and around the mosque to say their morning prayer side by side. Even Israeli roadblocks scattered around the old city of Al-Quds couldn't stop these people reaching the mosque.
3 hours ago, I left my home, which is 10 minutes away from here, because I knew there will be checkpoints. They do this every holiday, and they stop us for no reason.
The feast is supposed to be a joyful event, but Palestinians say their happiness is incomplete as Al-Quds and the West Bank are still under occupation, and Gaza is besieged. Israel says that the regions are occupied and put under siege to cope with what it calls the Palestinians' missile attacks. Meanwhile, despite promises, Israel has delayed the release of about 250 Palestinian prisoners before the Eid. There are more than 11,000 Palestinians in Israeli prisons.
We're not happy. Look at our situation. We're living in a big prison. The situation in Gaza is terrible, and Al-Aqsa is under Israel's control.
Miles away in the southern city of Al-Khalil that has been the main scene of Israeli settlers' violence, Palestinian Authority Prime Minister Salam Fayyad prayed in the Ibrahimi Mosque. Palestinian citizens are to celebrate Eid under fear of settlers' violence against them.
All Palestinians throughout the country and in diaspora stand by our people in Hebron. We Palestinians on this day are all Hebronites. That's what I'm here for.
Many Palestinians find the Eid a good opportunity to visit their relatives and friends who seem to be living far away because of Israel's numerous checkpoints that separate Palestinian cities.
Palestinians celebrate their holidays away from their loved ones in the Israeli jails and with sad memories of those who were killed in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. But many celebrate hoping that one day after Mecca, the pilgrim's next stage would be Al-Quds. From in front of the Al-Aqsa Mosque, Shirin Yassin, Press TV, Al-Quds.